The following episode of The Story Behind the AP Story contains sound and descriptions that some listeners may find graphic or violent. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Julie Walker. On this episode of The Story Behind the AP Story, we go inside the Sean Diddy Combs case. He's charged in federal court with sex trafficking and racketeering and has pleaded not guilty. The trial has generated salacious headlines and massive coverage.
Federal prosecutors in New York have filed additional charges against hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs.
In New York, a gray-haired Sean Diddy Combs appeared in court sitting between his lawyers in a yellow jail suit. Prosecutors will be allowed to show jurors security camera footage of Combs hitting, kicking, and dragging one of his accusers.
Sean Diddy Combs was arrested in September, accused of coercing and abusing women for years, with help from a network of associates and employees.
The trial began in May, and the judge has said he expects to wrap up the case by July 4th. We'll hear from AP reporters who have been in court with Combs as the trial unfolds and witnesses take the stand. To kick us off, Larry Neumeister explains what the case is about.
So when the feds go after somebody, they look for what kind of charges are federal crimes. And in this case, sex trafficking, bringing people across state lines to do illegal sex acts, or racketeering, which can involve many different things, including that 2016 tape of Cassie being beat up by Sean Combs by the elevator bank in that Los Angeles hotel. That actually is a centerpiece of the evidence against Combs in this case. And a lot of charges like domestic violence or all kind of things they could have brought against Sean Combs years ago. Well, there's a statute of limitations that would rule out certain charges, and certain charges just, there is no federal domestic violence charge. It's something that is brought more locally or statewide.
So the prosecution alleges Combs used violence to keep people quiet and compliant and further his own interests. And while he was not charged with domestic abuse, prosecutors argue it is wrapped into the overall picture of this case. One reason one of the first things jurors were shown as evidence was the 2016 hallway tape from the L.A. hotel where Combs is seen dragging and kicking Cassie Ventura. AP reporter Mike Sisak.
The refrain from the defense has been that, if anything, there could have been domestic violence charges brought against Sean Combs back in 2016. Those charges would have been brought in a California court by Los Angeles police. There has not been any real discussion of an investigation in 2016 of any effort to charge Sean Combs with domestic violence at that time. So in some sense, while it's a thread that the defense is pulling that he's actually charged with sex trafficking and racketeering in this federal case, it almost is a bit of apples and oranges in the sense that the violence that the defense is conceding to, prosecutors allege, was part of the mechanism of the racketeering, of the sex trafficking.
Besides seeing that video of Cassie, jurors were also shown photos of her with bruises she said Combs gave her. And we also got some pretty explicit and explosive testimony from the singer. She was called to the witness stand early in the trial, in part because she was about to give birth, which she ended up doing shortly after her testimony concluded.
We've heard from Cassie about the freak-offs. We've heard from some of the male sex workers that were involved. And then we're seeing other pieces of evidence that prosecutors say show the depravity of these events, and then also the network of people that Combs relied on to keep them secret. I recall being in the courtroom earlier in the trial when some images were shown from some of the videotapes at issue here with these sex marathons. And there was a binder of some of these images, and Combs was sitting next to his lawyer and waved over, "Hey, I want to see those." And he's looking through them, and he's holding the press, the public. We were not allowed to see those images. They were graphic images. The defendant, of course, was allowed to see them, but he held them in a way that we could not see what he was looking at. And then he passed it back. And then other times he's hunched over a laptop computer looking at exhibits that are shown text messages and emails that were exchanged over the years with various people involved in the case.
So how is the jury taking all of this in? We've got 8 women and 4 men plus 6 alternates.
One thing I've seen with this jury that I've hardly ever seen with a jury is incredible attention to every witness. They turn in their chairs, they're pointed toward the witness, they're scribbling notes like mad. I've never seen so much as a juror yawn, although I did see Kid Cudi, he was yawning several times.
Because cameras are not allowed in the courtroom, the only thing that those not attending the trial can see are sketch artist depictions of Combs, and we see a very different Diddy.
Sean Combs, according to his assistant who testified, was using Just for Men to high gray hair, and he had jet black hair up until the time he was arrested and put in jail last year. And then we also learned that hair dye is not allowed in jail, so in court he has had this gray salt and pepper hair, goatee. He has been allowed to wear for the trial sweaters, button-down shirts, khakis, and the like. It's a stark difference in look.
You can't have dye, right, Mike? I'll tell you though, the guy is so involved with his defense. It's like off the charts, kind of amazing. I don't think I've ever seen this to this degree before. There was a witness, it was Kid Cudi, where at the end of his testimony, the prosecutors got him to say he believed Sean Combs was lying when he said he didn't know anything about his car when he brought it up. Kid Cudi's car was exploded in his driveway one day with a Molotov cocktail and absolutely destroyed. And so he had a meeting with Sean Combs some weeks after that. And at the very end of the meeting, he said, brought up the car. And Sean Combs said, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about that. And the prosecutor finished asking the questions, got that response, then two lawyers, one on each side of Combs, looked to him. Combs said no, and only then did the lawyers inform the judge that there would be no more questioning.
And then when there are breaks, we see him standing up, stretching, turning around, looking at his supporters in the gallery. His mother has been there. Some of his children have been there. Some of his daughters have left the courtroom during the especially graphic testimony. But at other times, when his children are there, when his supporters are there, he's shaping his hands in the shape of a heart. He's pointing at them. He's saying, I love you. He's whispering. There was a moment when another reporter and I were sitting in the courtroom during a break, and Sean Combs turns around. There's nobody in front of us, and he asks us how we're doing. We say hi back to him. Because you're in such close proximity, we're only 10 feet apart or so.
In the end, it's all going to come down to the jury deciding whether the prosecution has proved their case or whether Combs' defense team has been able to sow doubt in their minds.
One thing is very unusual in this trial is there are 6 prosecutors. That is almost unprecedented. I've seen terrorism trials that only had 4 prosecutors. I think Combs has like 8 lawyers and one defense lawyer who consults with the defense team but isn't part of the in-court trial team.
Sean Diddy Combs is currently being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. His attempts to get out on bail have been rejected. If convicted on all charges, the 55-year-old faces the possibility of spending the rest of his life in prison. The sex trafficking charge carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years in prison and a maximum sentence of life. Racketeering also carries a maximum sentence of life in prison, while transportation to engage in prostitution carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. This has been the story behind the AP story. For more on AP's coverage of the Sean Diddy Combs trial, visit apnews.com.